everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Tim, I'm sorry I have to air a correction. This happens maybe two or three times a year, but this might be the last one for 2007. But
when you said you'll sign autographs of the Commerce?
No. That I stand by that. That remains. I will stand by and sign the autographs. However, I was doing Rick D's last hour with Tracy, our national sales manager.
I heard that. That was very funny.
Thank you. And I thought it worked out really well. And I did just get word from Randy Wang that he received calls from... Well, he called himself.
From Rick?
No, not from Rick, but from about seven or eight really... You know,
what'd you do?
Really low-end dudes out in the valley who called to correct me that I said it was Dance Hall Days, which is correct, but I said it was Hall & Oates, which is incorrect. It is Wang Chung.
Oh, how could you do that, Rick?
See, this is Wang Chung.
You want to correct it here,
Rick? Oh, you know it and get right back into the hits. It is 9:03 right now, and coming up in just a couple of minutes, chance to win a lot of money at the Commerce Casino. We're going to tell you how to do it this Thursday night, 63 degrees, and Wang Chung at KISS FM.
Take your baby by the hand.
All right, there's the correction, everybody.
So stop calling, you idiots.
All right, we're going to talk about the Commerce Casino here in a minute. But first, it's 9 o'clock. That must mean Robin with the news, everybody.
Yeah. No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
And then my mace, I was like, no, mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's J.O.D.
From the 97.1 News Desk. Here's Robin.
But I got some snow.
Yeah.
All right. What's in the news, Robin?
Oh, so many things.
Is that right?
Victoria Beckham, a.k.a. Posh Spice, was on Larry King last night talking about her upcoming Spice Girls reunion tour. And Larry was asking some very personal questions.
Wow.
L98.
Look at that. Posh Spice. With Larry King.
With Larry King. She's married to the soccer dude.
David Beckham.
David Beckham. All right, here we go.
Well, I mean, I sleep naked when I go to bed every night. I mean, I'm getting in bed with David Beckham, so it's not hard getting in bed naked every night. That's just the way I am. I do wear pajamas sometimes, but I do generally sleep naked.
So he sleeps naked too?
Yes, he does. We both sleep naked in bed.
And not too much farther into the interview, Larry seemed to become a little preoccupied with this fact. Things that had nothing to do with the upcoming Spice Girls tour. This is the direction that the interview went during the break.
All right.
L99.
Here we go.
And we're clear. 5 minutes later.
So let me get this straight. You and him, the two of you, are both naked in one bed.
Yes, Larry. Yes. We're both naked in the bed.
Now, David, he's a soccer player.
Yes.
So he's probably most developed in the leg area.
Oh,
he's got very developed legs and probably a real developed neck.
Oh, God.
Yes, his legs are very muscular.
And his upper body, too.
Very toned.
Yeah. Wow. Does he take a shower before bed and put on some aftershave, or does he shower in the morning?
Aftershave.
I gotta know.
We both usually shower together at night.
Oh, and then from the shower, where I assume you totally—I mean, who doesn't get naked in the shower? Then over to the bed, totally nude. And whatever happens, happens, as they say. I'm a kid from Brooklyn. What can I say? Whatever happens, happens.
Well, Larry, I actually came on your show to talk about the tour.
I would love to talk about it. Let's talk about the Spice Girls. You're all back together on stage.
Yes, we're all back together.
Must be fun working together again.
It's a great fun.
Does he shave down there? Welcome back to Larry King Live.
Oh, they're back on the air.
Dan Rather, tomorrow night. For the full hour, right now we continue to talk about the Spice Girls reunion tour.
Wow.
Posh Spice is here. We're so happy to welcome her to Larry King Live.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
God, that would make
very interested in soccer players' bodies.
Well, it would seem to me he made the guest uncomfortable, which is the host. I think would be kind of one of the last things you'd want to do is make the guest uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. You notice what every time that he is sort of called out on his crazy line of questioning, he refers back to his childhood.
Yeah, I'm a kid from Brooklyn.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm a kid from Brooklyn.
Well, believe me, I know a lot of kids from Brooklyn. They don't ask chicks about their boyfriend's sleeping habits.
Ah, bobo. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, reforming rockers Led Zeppelin crashed London's O2 Arena's website yesterday as 25 million fans logged on in a rush for just 20,000 tickets. An incredible 100,000 hits a minute sent the computers into meltdown as the band announced it would reunite for the first time in 19 years for a one-time show at the London venue. And who can blame the fans for clamoring for tickets? Here is a clip from a recent soundcheck with Led Zeppelin.
Z98. All right, Z98, Led Zeppelin. They're all in their 60s.
Yes.
And they're going to go on tour.
Well, you know, look, it shows a lot of, loyalty to the fans that they'd get out and do that. Sure, yeah.
Let's take a listen to the concert that happened last night in London. Here we go. Led Zeppelin.
Keep walking over their guitars, the chords.
You're a mess.
They kept tripping over their.
Got it.
All right, that's that. Thank you very much. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, finally, gearing up for the holiday season, pop princess Britney Spears decided to do something special this year. Ms. Spears is putting out a Christmas remix of her hit song, Gimme More, that will be available for download next week. And we were lucky enough to receive an advanced copy of the new Christmas Carol. This is Britney Spears' Gimme More, the Christmas remix. G25.
All right. Give me more. Britney Spears. The holiday mix.
Yeah, man.
It's Christmas, bitch.
Wow.
What a great beginning to the song. It's Christmas, bitch.
Yeah. As opposed to the It's Britney, bitch that she usually starts with.
You know, you put that like in your iPod of Christmas tunes for the Christmas Day.
It's Christmas, bitch.
Dinner. And, you know, there's Feliz Navidad and Oh Come All Ye Faithful. And then this pops up.
It's Christmas, bitch. I see you, and I want to unwrap gifts from you. Every time I put the tree up, I just want to get that extra gift from you. You got my gift card to Old Navy, from JCPenney. My new earrings flashing while cash you are passing to slow-mo at Gold Fives on 6th Street. Give me more. You're not poor. You can give me more. Pick me off the floor at the store and just give me more. Admit that I'm a whore. Give me more. Whoa. Get Christian Dior. Give me more. Give me more. I'm the center of attention. You can go in on a gift with someone else. Maybe something for the baby. You're on a mission with my obstetrician. We can go down where there's no one around with the peasants. Just bring me the presents. Cameras are flashing cause I'm looking smashing with new clothes that you pay.
There she goes, everybody. Well, it's Christmas, bitch.
It's Christmas, bitch.
God, it's Christmas, bitch.
She's dumb. I love in the beginning where
it's a good song.
Yeah, she starts to sing, but then she doesn't have a lyric. She just laughs in the beginning. Yeah. Like that real dumb laugh of hers.
I know, it's so close.
It's Christmas, bitch.
Yeah, here it comes. After she says, I want to unwrap presents from you. Or
it's Christmas, bitch.
I see you. And I want to unwrap gifts from you. It's Christmas, bitch.
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
No, that's what's happening.
All right. Robin with the news, everybody.
Robin with the news.
All right. All right, folks, the day after tomorrow is Thursday.
Yes.
And we will be down at the Commerce Casino.
Yes.
It is always the greatest remote that we do because it is what they call a listener remote, Brian. Rick, you know, there's two types of remotes.
That's right. There are some that are for the station, for the sales department, and then there are others that are for the listeners. Trust me, this is for the listener.
Yes, it is.
So come on down to the Commerce Casino. Now, probably if you're going to be, if you've been selected to play, you probably know by now.
You got an email.
You got an email if you registered to come to the Commerce Casino on Thursday night. You know he's going to be there, man. I tell you, greeting everybody, man. The biggest stud, man, in Commerce, man.
David Mosikian, man. Nice to see you, dude.
Hey, nice to see you.
How you been, man?
I'm good, man.
All right, dude.
Did you see Brittany on the way out?
I did. It's Christmas, bitch. When she's around.
It's Christmas, bitch.
It's Christmas, bitch.
All right. Hey, so another great tournament. We've had, what, four this year? Three this year?
I think we've done three or four. Yeah,
look
I think
at that,
three.
Man. Yeah. All right, but it's always a great event. You guys are giving out $6,000 for the prizes.
Yeah, we're doing a $6,000 prize pool. We're doing the food and the band and all that.
I love the food. I have to say the food is always so good there. And will we be, once again, in the luxurious Sky Room?
Yes, in the Sky Room again. We're moving everything inside as far as the food because it's like 47 degrees outside.
Well, right, it might be 15 degrees and it's getting really cold for the holidays.
But we're doing something really cool this time. The winner, first prize, the first place winner is going to get a Ferrari for the weekend.
Get out of here.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, big time.
Holy Christ.
Yeah.
Wow, that is
unbelievable. That'd be pretty cool.
A Ferrari for the weekend.
For the weekend, yeah.
What does that go for? A couple grand?
It costs this and that, but I think it's going to be a good draw, and it'll add a lot more excitement to the tournament.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I can't say where the Ferrari's coming from, who it's donated from. They'll talk about it on Thursday, but it's kind of a hint is like a singles poker site that's kind of coming up. It's kind of cool stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to have how many people playing in the tournament Thursday?
You know, probably about 500.
All right.
You know, we had about 600 last time, I think, but I brought it down a little because it's a zoo in there. So.
Well, you guys are always very nice to feed everybody, too. I mean, you don't have to do that.
Yeah. It's a good time. You know, you're coming there to spend your hard-earned money. You might as well get some good food.
And this is also, you know, I think the point was made. It's worth repeating. This is for 2007. This would be the last chance you would have for the year to come out and see Conway and Whitman at a live event.
This would be it for
2007.
Yeah, and so come on down to the Commerce Casino. I'll tell you where it is. If you're on the 5 freeway, you can't miss it. Right. Everybody on the 5 freeway sees it twice a day. They see it coming to work, and they see it going home.
Sure they do.
It's right off the Washington exit, just south of the 710, and north of the 605.
What are you showing him?
Oh, I see. What? All right.
He's always with the pen and paper,
this guy. Tim forgot to do a plug.
He just wrote down one of Rudy Moreno's favorite jokes.
But it's for you to plug Rudy Moreno because he's there, because David always wants us to promote the
comedy. Not one of his best jokes, dude. I've heard his jokes.
It's enough with him, man. You guys.
I like
you
that
talk
guy.
About him.
Well, he appears every night, right?
Yeah, he's there every Thursday night. Jokers. Comedy Club. Yeah.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Thursday night he'll be there. I'm just handing Tim a note to promote that Rudy will be there.
That's awesome, man. I love it.
I like to call it Jokers, you know, because there's cards that are Joker and there's jokes and stuff.
Yeah, that's what we call it now. It's Joker's Comedy Club. So.
Right. And weren't you going to host a night or another little club in the Commerce called Queens?
No, we decided not to do that.
Oh, decided against it.
Yeah.
But had a few meetings about it.
Of course. We'll discuss anything.
All right, so there's Jokers, but no Queens.
No Queens.
All right, different event?
Different event, different casino, too, if you really want to know.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, different vibe, right?
Yeah.
All right, but come on down. How many tables you got down there now?
Jesus, we're over 250, 260.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you guys are expanding?
We are. We've got some big plans. We're talking about possibly opening another hotel connected to the casino.
Holy Christ.
Yeah, another couple hundred rooms, enclosing some other area, blowing out walls. It's pretty intense stuff. It's cool. It's a lot of cool stuff going on there. But we have something like 50 brand new plasma, 60-inch plasmas all around the casino.
It's great for watching sports. Huh?
It is. It's all high def, too. It's the only casino with high definition. High-definition feed.
Right. Plus, you guys have three-card poker now.
Oh, man, three-card poker.
People are taking off with that three-card poker.
Yeah, I mean, sure, play with you, and you can hear him insult every race from the Orient.
Yeah, I do get a little crazy down there.
Yeah,
but it's the only place where nobody is offended by any racial slurs.
No, they're almost expected.
Yeah, that's why the commerce is so great.
It is.
It's like sort of like a politically incorrect zone.
Yeah, yeah. It's
All right. So your dad's going to be down there?
Yeah, yeah. You know, maybe we'll have a drink with him or something. Yeah.
You think he'll play? You think he'll play again?
Yeah, my dad, he does very well at this tournament.
And he does?
Yeah, he does. And he got down to like two or three tables last time.
Is that right?
What's, did he get that far?
Yeah, he's something else. And the funny thing is, when I was out, I was watching him play his cards. And in Armenian, I'm telling him, you know, don't play this hand. And I walk away, and I come back, and there's a pot that's about 3 yards wide, and he's right in the middle of it with that hand, and he wins it. And in Armenia, he says, you know, you're kind of a jackass, and I'm not going to listen to you anymore. So
sound in Armenian?
He goes into an eshes, so, you know, he might, you know, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. Esh means donkey, so it's like the first word I learned.
Esh.
E-S-H.
All right. Yeah. Excellent. We learned a little Armenian tonight.
Yeah. Well, you always learn something from this show.
I mean, should be Malibu Esh. Malibu the donkey. He's coming down on Thursday, by the way.
Is he really?
Yeah.
What's
Malibu
he up to, man? Is he working for Amco
he's
or something?
Kicking
What's
ass
thing?
In sales. He's doing this Saturday show with Amco.
Yeah, man. There he is.
And nobody gives out a website clearer than Malibu Dan. He gave out a website Saturday on his show. Mm-hmm. And you tell me what the website is.
You have only one shot at this.
All right. And we're going to play it for you. You tell me the website, and I'll give you a dollar. Here we go.
Are there any specific sizes on them or no?
No, there's a company called, if you go to chassistech.com, C-H-A-S-I, what is it, S-S-I-S?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Tech, T-E-C-K?
S-S-I-C.
Yeah, T-E-C-H, sorry.
.com.
Chassistech.com. Right. They'll probably have what you're looking for. They've got absolutely everything.
Now we come to you for the website, please.
It's chassistech.com.
How do you spell it?
Well, how do you really spell it, or how does he spell
it? How is it spelled on the World Wide Web?
C-H-A-S-I-S-S, tech?
Yeah. You didn't get it from the soundbite?
No, you didn't get it.
It was very clear.
No, I didn't listen to him.
No,
there's a company called, if you go to chassistech.com, C-H-A-S-I, what is it, S-S-I-S?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tech, T-E-C-K?
S-S-I-C.
Yeah, T-E-C-H, sorry.
.com.
.com. ChassisTech.com.
Like the .com is going to sell it. It's a .com.
He goes C-I-C-C-C-S. He went like, that's what got me, man.
So you don't have it. You do not have the way.
No, I can't understand what he's saying, but I love the guy.
Tech, .com.
But he even said tech was T-E-C-K, didn't he?
Right, but then he corrected it, T-E-C-H.
Like Star Tech
Bobo. Yeah. If I worked for Chassis Tech, I'd hire that guy to just sit out in front of the company and give out that website every day. All right, so anything else going on in the commerce?
You know, just boozing it up, doing our thing.
Yeah, you're really hitting it hard, huh?
I'm having fun.
Oh, man, this guy, Dave Mosikian, hadn't had a drink before I met him.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he didn't have a drink in his life. And now, man, he's got 2 feet in that bottle. And walking around at the Hollywood Bowl and all kinds of stuff.
Well,
man,
when you get into that casino environment, I mean, you're there every night. I mean, it's, you know, part of the environment.
Yeah. And inexpensive drinks, too, for Thursday night, huh?
Yeah, drinks are cheap at the Commerce, man.
Yeah,
we're very accommodating.
Plus, it's a hotel, so if you have too much, you can slide upstairs.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk to me, I'll get your room, and, you know, we'll take care of that. But
get a casino rate on that room.
Yeah,
huh?
Absolutely. Are you staying there that night?
Thinking about it.
You know, it's not even funny, but I'll mention it. My back still hurts.
Dude, we talked about that on the air last night.
I have sharp pains, and I swear to God.
Oh. It's my fault.
Well, you should talk to Jacob Imrani. Jacob Imrani. You know, Imrani is one of Tim's friends also.
On Sunday, we had a show with Jacob Imrani. He's a lawyer, right? And he handles slip and falls.
Yeah.
And Mosikian had a slip and fall. So I said, why don't you sue the company where you had the slip and fall? He says, because my dad owns the company.
I don't hate him that much, so.
But your back still hurts from that.
It hurts.
I saw him go down. He went down on a piece of ice.
Oh, on your ice to keep his stupid 3 Budweisers cold in his goddamn room. And, man, it was bad.
He went down.
I went down.
I didn't go down. He went down.
I went down, and he laughed.
Of course he did.
The funny thing is, when I went to a chiropractor, I didn't tell him about that, and he's feeling my back, and he goes, ooh, you got something going on here.
Uh-oh.
And I go, you know, son of a gun, that was it.
That's not the reaction. Does it hurt every day?
Yeah, it hurts every day.
Oh,
it's sharp. The only good thing is it's not the lower or the upper. It's in the middle. I don't know what that means. But
you're fine.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with you playing hockey for 30 years, right?
Well, you know.
It's all the ice cube.
That one ice cube. That was bad.
Guy played. Guy's broken every bone in his body playing hockey, and then he slips on one piece of ice. And go, the ice got me.
He was bringing you drinks. Is that what happened?
We went to the ice machine, and there was too much ice, so it spilled onto the floor, and he went down on a piece of ice.
Oh.
But he didn't even go down. He caught himself on the vending machine.
It was pretty.
He did like a Kramer almost.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, but it was bad.
Sorry to hear that, dude.
But yeah, we were talking about drinking the other day. You know, with your uncle, when he said he orders straight.
Oh, yeah. My uncle orders whiskey shots when he drinks. And the bartender says, "You want water back with that?" And he goes, "Young man, there's already too much water in it."
All right.
That's a true definition of an alcoholic.
You know, I might be on my way to being an alcoholic, because when I started to drink, it was like a glass of wine.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, with dinner.
Now no more glasses?
Well, I'm almost at no glasses. But
you've eliminated the glass?
Well, I started with a vodka soda or a Captain and soda or
F
this.
The soda.
Yeah. And then I'm like, well, what's the whole, what's the point of the soda? So then I'll have, give me this, that. So now I drink whiskey on the rocks and I drink doubles. And my friend goes, because I got, that... Greek Theater, Hollywood Bowl, whatever story.
You got bombed there. Huh?
Oh, my God, I got bombed.
Thrown up all the way home.
Oh, it was bad.
But here's a tip for you, and I hope you remember this. I hope you remember where you heard it. But it's always better to be an alcoholic than anonymous.
That's true.
That's sweet, Tim.
There you go.
For this time of the year.
Thank you.
That's
my holidays tip.
Yeah. Jesus.
All right, David Mosegan, we'll see you Thursday at the Commerce.
Thursday.
You're a major stud, dude.
Thank you.
And starting to drink late in life. I really like that.
And
he's become
drink.
Like a real
the happiest people
on
the earth are my mom that I started drinking and Norm MacDonald.
Wait, your mom's happier drinking?
She's happy.
Why is that?
I don't know. She told me. She goes, "You should have a drink. You need to loosen
Look
up."
At you.
Yeah.
All right.
And
man.
Norm MacDonald, you should see how his face lit up.
How sweet.
Oh, yeah.
That's a sweet story kind of for the holidays, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah. Norm MacDonald. Maybe he'll be down there on
Yeah,
Thursday.
He always is.
Is there a chance that he'll be there? Is he still got the beard? Is he growing the beard out?
Yeah, got the beard, yeah.
I think he's doing a part as a homeless guy in a movie.
Well, I think that might be the look they're going
Although
for.
He was in Hawaii. I don't know if he's back yet.
He probably shaved the beard for Hawaii, you would think. Hawaii, yeah.
He is back from Hawaii because my dad was on his flight back from Hawaii.
No kidding.
Yeah. No one. Yeah. My dad and Norm MacDonald sat next to each other on the way back from Hawaii.
Oh, God.
I think they were about just over Catalina when my dad realized who he was.
All right. 5 minutes of fame.
from Maui to Catalina. He's like, who is this guy? All right. It is the Conway Whitman Show Thursday. We'll see you
Thursday.
All right, Joey! Live at 97.1 Free FM. God, is that annoying.